The world around us is in chaos. How's your heart? A dear friend of mine used to call me and say, "Hey, I just needed to hear your voice and check your temperature." It was so funny, but I loved it because what it meant was she was calling to check on me. She was calling to see how my heart was. There were seasons of life we walked together that weren't easy, so she would check in. That's a good friend. We need to check in with one another. So consider this your heart check-in. How's your temperature? Is it rising? If you haven't noticed, the heat is rising around us. The world in places is in utter chaos, destruction, and confusion. We may be in a bubble for now, but ready yourself, church. The battle is looming at our door. This, of course, is no surprise to God, who is and will always be on the throne. If your heart is troubled because you are human and the evil spreading around the world is hard to understand, and our hearts are breaking for those hurting, remember the words of Jesus in John 16:33. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." The disciples had seen a lot in their time with Jesus, but it was about to all go down. Jesus was about to be arrested and crucified. They were about to scatter and didn't even know it, even though Jesus literally had just told them they would. Still, Jesus' words ring loud and clear in my ears. "Take heart, I have overcome the world." We know how it ends, yet we are still on the journey. The battle has been won, yet the war is raging. Friends, don't let your heart be troubled, even in the midst of trouble. Cling to the hope we have in Jesus and shine joy and peace today so bright that those around you will see and not be able to understand. So they'll ask, "How do you stay cool and calm in the chaos and heat that is rising around us?" And when they do, you can tell them, Jesus. If you're struggling today with being calm in the chaos, I want to give you a very practical way to pray your way to peace. The Bible tells us how in Philippians 4:6-7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Did you catch how to pray your way to peace? We are to worry about what? Nothing. That's step number one. If your mind is consumed by fear and worry, begin your prayer by confessing your lack of trust in God. Lay down what's heavy on your heart and trust God with it. He is who He says He is, and He is faithful to the end. The next step is to pray about it all, everything. Go to the Lord in prayer with all the things, every circumstance, all the details. And even as you pour your heart out, you will feel it begin to grow lighter. He is near your broken heart. He sees your need and He is with you. And the final piece is thanksgiving. As you pray, as you pour out your heart, as you lay your burdens and your worry down, give thanks. Give thanks in knowing He is able. Give thanks in the fact that you can go boldly to the throne of grace and talk to a loving Father who hears you. Give thanks He is in control and holds this world in His hands. What follows is peace. Yes, we may not know what tomorrow may bring, but no matter what, God holds it. That's the truth. We will not be shaken by what shakes this world because our hope is in Jesus. He is and always will be my calm in the chaos. I'm Lori Klein.